Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Good morning. 70. I'm going to go with 75. That sounds good. And gray most of the day and could get some heavy rain a little bit later. That could linger into tomorrow. So I got to ask my guests. Sean and Sherry Gotzel are here. And they put on Walk of the Dead, which starts up on October 4th, Lakeside, in the woods, every Friday and Saturday in October. How much is it usually for a one walkthrough? 30 to 40 minutes it'll take you to get through the scare?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the returning, there's some of the kids that come out. Sherry and Sean Gotzel started scaring indoors at Fright High. Well, before Fright High, you were doing stuff. You've been scaring all your life, right?
Yeah, I have.
Painting and designing,
sure.
And creating. And Sherry, even before you met him.
No.
No.
That no.
Halloween wasn't as special as it is now in this time of year, right?
I was president of the JC's.
Yeah.
And we had all of our walls from years ago when they actually had a Galesburg JC's haunted house.
Yeah.
And Fright High had approached and said, hey, we'd like to buy your walls. And so that's where the connection got started.
Yes.
And then it just kind of snowballed from there. So.
But Sean, is the Haunted Woods out for a Walk of the Dead your first venture into an outside haunt?
No.
No, it wasn't?
No. Actually,
how do you pull this off?
The first time I did an outside haunt was when my son was in Cub Scouts, and it was out at the old lake, or Camp Philheimer.
Okay.
And I got tapped by the BSA committee.
Where the heck's Philheimer at? Where's Camp Philheimer?
I was out up by Victoria.
Okay.
And so I was tapped by the Cub Scout committee.
Were you like,
and
okay, this
they
is
said, a- we want to do a haunted house for the Cub Scouts to raise money for Scout Camp. Would you mind coming and helping me? And at the time, there was a Robert, Bob.
What's Warden.
Bob Warden. Robert Warden. His son and my son were in Scouts together.
Yeah.
And he was into haunting and things. So him and I designed it for them. That was our first outside scare. And I'll tell you.
Do you look at it as a challenge?
A little bit, but it wasn't. It was really easy with a lot of the help that we had, because a lot of the parents had stepped up. One of the things that I think on the gore side of it all that I had made, I'd actually made a pendulum. And we actually used the Scouts to build three tripods, and we put a bar in the middle, and the victim, we of course, it's great when you can take rope and spray paint and make it look like the inside.
Yes.
You know, so part of it was like a hay rack, and
wait,
then the rest of it you had
rope,
to walk.
Rope for intestines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Great.
So part of it was a hay rack, and then they had to walk through it, and at the end we did actually have one of the cabins that was out there, then had that set up with it, then that was the exit to get out. And so it was indoor at the end, but it was out kind of like what we're doing now with the structure. So, I mean, there are challenges as far as another thing that's really great out in the woods is you find hedge apples.
Oh,
and
sure.
If you take those and cut them in half and you soak them in vinegar, it looks like a human brain. You know, I mean, it's just stuff like that.
I can see it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, wow. Okay. Yep. Well, and I feel like I've been let in on a secret. You guys use rope for intestines, and it's perfect. I can see the blood on them right now. And
right.
That's pretty great. Not that I've ever seen real intestines, but I've seen enough gory movies that the Gotzels are here, and Walk of the Dead starts out at Lakeside 7 to 11 every Friday and Saturday in October. Aegis Community is the nonprofit that benefits. That's the goal, is all the folks they work with, from adults to the kids. That they educate and assist and show that volunteering, whether they're volunteering for this Walk of the Dead event or they're volunteering at for a dinner, a community dinner,
right?
That they know what's that's doing, getting out of themselves. And you guys are passing along some great skills to folks. Sherry, do you realize that?
Yes.
Yeah, you see it.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, and it's a lot of fun. And
in the returning scares, tell
yes.
us about some of your 10-year scares coming back.
I know that anybody who's been out knows Granny. Granny's name is Dawn Quinn. She has been with us for 10 years. She started off as a little old lady in a rocking chair in a hallway, creeping people out. And now she's kind of my right-hand woman at the entrance. And she's got a following. We've got a lot of kids that have come back and said, oh, well, where's Granny? Where's Granny? Which, of course, ruins the scare because she wants to sneak up on them.
Yeah.
But they really want to see her. And she's incredibly devoted, and we appreciate her. She helps out a ton. And she's really into it. And it's nice. To be able
she
to
doesn't
offer.
Look like a granny you want to walk up and run and hug.
No, but they
is.
Do. Yes.
But
yes.
She is.
They
yes.
do. So we've got our own little photo album on our Facebook page. And
that's so
we've got
great.
Our Instagram, too. And I'll take some pictures of people with Granny. And
well, Sherry, you said it's almost October, but you said she's calling you June and July and yes. May and going, hey, when are we going to start planning?
Yes.
She's
yes.
so excited about it.
She is, yeah. And we love having her around, and she's a really good hard worker, and we appreciate everything that she does. So
it's not just kids helping you build this.
No,
Sean.
No, it's not the kids, it's the adults as well. But then also on scaring, we have them from 5 years old, young as 5 years old. I had a 5 year old last That's year that freaked great. A lot of people out.
I want to do this.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
That's
she does.
Very
so
much awesome. Into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from 5 years old all the way up to 62 years old. Mm. That is our age base. Mm-hmm. And the thing is what I like to put out there, because what we're having now, and it's really a big deal, is a family that scares together stays together. Because I'm telling you, we've got yeah. families coming out. Because I got, like in one case, he's a friend of mine. He heard about us on the radio last year,
mm-hmm.
and his two teenage daughters, and he brought them out, but he came out every night, and this year he's come out to help build.
Yeah.
And I've talked him into now this year, he is actually going to come scare.
Yeah.
So he's going to come scare with his girls. But here's the thing, that a testament to what he got excited about what we do. I dressed up his girls and as a test, a dry run test to make sure everything is working and all the bells and whistles are going, I take the volunteers' families and let them go through.
Yeah.
Just so they can see what we've done, what the kids have worked so hard on, and what they're capable of doing. And the thing was, him and his wife went through and they could not spot their own children. I had to tell them where their children were. They were made up that good.
Yeah.
And when he saw that,
so, great.
So now he's really have gotten into being a part of it as well this year.
Yeah.
So.
And we're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today specifically from 1 to 4, we're going to have a volunteer sign up, rain or shine. We have a pavilion. Don't let the rain stop you. We'll talk to people about what it's all about. Get people signed up. It's raining.
Out at the lake.
Yeah, out at Lakeside.
Yeah.
Out at Lakeside behind the water slide. There's a pavilion. We'll be out there with information and sign up sheets, and we'll be there. We'll be there most of the day, but from 1 to 4 is our real focus on getting people signed up.
New folks, yeah.
Yeah.
Lakeside Splash Zone today, if you want to be a part, if you thought, I want to be a part of the Walk of the Dead building, right? You're still building?
We're still building.
Yeah. To be a scarer.
Yes. Yeah.
And maybe do folks come to Sean and say, hey, I've got this skill. I think it'll be able to help you out. And you kind of place them.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I guess you guys have been talking me up on the radio all week saying I was going to be on today.
Yeah.
I had a lady who lives in the Sandberg Villas came over last night because she saw the lights and she saw that we was working.
Yeah.
And she came up and she introduced herself and she said she's got an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old. And she said that she's been looking for something for them to do as a family.
Yeah.
And she's bringing them today, as a matter of fact, to help with the build.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come help. They're going to sign up.
Yeah.
And they're going to become scarers because they heard you guys had said on the radio about maybe, us being volunteers. And that's how she heard. And she came over and we're going to sign her and her kids up today. And see, that's what it's all about. That's what I'm excited about, is seeing new faces. And she's offered, she's got some... special lighting and some Bluetooth speakers that she's going to bring today so we can put that in.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just meeting me in just a few minutes. She's like, well, can I bring the special effects stuff that I have? And I said, the only thing is you got to mark it with your name so we know to get it back to you when we're done.
Yep.
But absolutely. And that's stuff I can use. So yeah, not only skills, but I have people offering me other things. I've got people that have let me borrow props if I've needed them or whatever.
Sure.
Or extra. I got an extra fog machine laying around. I'm not going to use it or whatever. And I make sure it gets back to the people I'm done with it. But yeah, it's awesome. So I have all kinds of, and then donations too. We have a lot of people giving us donations because we are a non-for-profit in what we do. And we both
we want to help you make The Walk of the Dead better next year. Yes.
Blick has been incredible. We were talking earlier about how we both work at Blick and how long I've been there. And they've always been super supportive in materials and makeup and things like that. That it's been a huge help. And it's one of those lesser known things that they do for the community.
How long does it take to do this haunt, to build this Walk of the Dead out at Lake Story?
Well,
out at Lakeside.
Well, being out at Lakeside, we can't start. We clear the paths. We start clearing because, like this year, we cut a new path that actually has nothing to do with the haunt. It's actually to benefit the Nature Center.
Yeah.
Because a Boy Scout needed to get his Eagle Scout, so we cut a path for him to put in a new boat dock out there. So, see, we're helping the community in that way as well.
That's great, and that's the goal of being out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Letting you have access and you giving back.
But with them giving me this part of the woods, it's kind of become my part of the woods.
Yeah.
And I've kind of gotten into it because I grew up, I was a Boy Scout. So So I grew up in the woods. So for me to be able to go in and help the city cut new paths and stuff and benefit the Nature Center, I'm really excited about that. And but about June or July, we start clearing paths and cutting some new ones. And actually next year, we're going to cut a new path that actually is going to make it bigger. We have plans to do that next year as well. So, but it's not only benefiting us, but it's benefiting everybody else, especially the people that like to go out and hike, fish, you know, give them new areas too, and making that area better, you know, and more preserved.
So June and July, we start clearing paths, and then the Monarch Festival.
Right. We have to wait for that.
Actually the weekend before we can start build because they need the tennis court.
Absolutely.
And we can't put anything spooky out there to scare anybody.
Yeah. Until after the Monarch Festival is done. So actually build starts after that. And then we build all the way up until we open. So
there's nothing scarier than the woods. And there's been other movies, but Blair Witch just kept me out of the woods for so many years because just the echoes and the snaps of the trees.
Yes.
And Sean, you're a Boy Scout, Sean, so you know out there when it gets dark in the woods, I don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
Well, apparently Blair Witch is coming back or something like that. Because a lot of the younger kids that are young enough to be my children.
Yeah.
Oh, Blair Witch, we're in the woods. And I was trying to explain to them, we didn't have the internet when the Blair Witch happened.
No.
Until that lady came on the Tonight Show or whatever it was and said, hey, this was fake.
Yeah.
There was a whole section of people that really believed.
Yes.
That was like documentary footage. You know,
they didn't hire just she's a stage actress.
Yeah.
Like from the stage, they wanted really good actors to pull this off. And they pulled it over my eyes.
Yes, I remember that clearly. It's like, what do you mean?
But you're talking about being in the woods. That's the thing, is there's so many sounds that Mother Nature does on her own that
that help
freak people out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that help with your production.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the kids use that to their advantage at some point and sometimes. And some of the things, too, especially now we're talking, this is October. So you got leaves on the ground.
Yes.
And I've got kids that will just purposely cut through certain areas to crumple those leaves just to get people looking over their shoulders, seeing what's, you know, coming out of the woods at them.
Mm-hmm. That's the voice of Sean Gotzel and Sherry Gotzel are here. They run Ages Community. The goal of the group is to educate and assist volunteers by teaching them real-life skills through haunted houses and other events that they do. You'll see them as Mr. and Mrs. Claus. You'll forget about that by the time Christmas comes, because I will too. I didn't even know. But Walk of the Dead, Walking Your Way, coming up on October 4th, the first Friday and Saturday, 7 to 11 in October. Do not miss it. Walk of the Dead, more with the Gotzel family after this on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM. And 1400 AM, this is WGIL. New-